Memory Bank Podcast. Access granted. Auto sequence start. Now downloading.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Memory Bank Podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Keller. This is episode 18, and you're getting a twofer this week. That's right. I published one earlier in the week. That was Monday, Sunday, something like that. Now you're getting another one. Why? Because I feel motivated to do some podcasting. So we're going to take care of some brief talking points here, and then we're going to get into the meat of this episode, which is all about Tom Buck. And I will fill you in on who he is and why we're talking about him as soon as we do a little bit of housekeeping. So I'm watching the Masters this week. The Masters PGA Golf Tour is this week, and I've been waiting for this one because Tiger Woods has been smack talking for weeks now about this, and he has been texting other players at like 4:30 in the morning and saying, "I'm in the gym. What are you doing ready to get, you know, to get ready for the Masters?" Cocky and arrogant, sure. And has he earned the right to be that? Previously, yes. Currently, no, no, he has not. As of recording this right now, he is playing in his second round. I believe he's playing with Jordan Spieth, and I'm not sure. I have to check. He's in his second round now, and he has got three bogeys so far in his second round. He's sitting at plus two in a second round, and he's on the course. Just to give you some, you know, a frame of reference here, Will Zalatoris, who is not a huge known player on the tour, Will Zalatoris is playing the Masters this week, which is fantastic because I like Will Zalatoris. He's a Dallas boy. He's negative two. He's two under, and he's on the course playing. Rory McIlroy, who I really hope wins the Masters, so he can get his grand slam, his career grand slam. Rory sitting at one under. The leaders currently are, it's tied at seven under. Bryson DeChambeau and Max Homa are currently tied at seven under for the lead. Bryson is supposed to be teeing off, they said, at 10:45 or 10:54 a.m. It is beyond that now. But they haven't updated the PGA Tour leaderboard to show that. And I have yet to see him on the live coverage also. So I don't know what's going on with that. But anyway, so yeah, that's the Masters talking point. I'm off today because I have a doctor's appointment later this afternoon. So I'm going to be going to have my annual physical. Folks, if you haven't had your annual physical, please do that. Early detection is better than no detection at all, right? For anything out of the ordinary. And if you have that annual relationship with your doc, then you guys can kind of notice those things that go out of whack every now and then and deal with them accordingly. So that's my little 2 cents on your healthcare. It's important. Take the time off to deal with it and to go and see your doctor. It's important. Also, tomorrow night is poker night. I have been looking forward to this for a while. I missed the last two poker nights, and since we only do poker nights quarterly, I haven't played a poker night in half a year, 6 months. So I'm really, really excited to be going. I will probably play horribly, but that's okay. It's just super fun to hang out with the guys and have a night to do that. Really looking forward to that tomorrow night. So, yeah, hopefully I will have another episode early next week to talk about poker night and how I did. Hopefully I will, not just totally bomb out and lose to the house, but we'll see. Anyway, so on to the meat of this week's episode, which is Tom Buck. Now, Tom, I've been listening to him for a while. He is a lifelong AV nerd and a former high school digital media teacher. And he quit his full-time job 3 years ago, this past March. And I was listening to his episode where he's talking about his experiences with quitting teaching and doing this full time. And within the first question that his wife asked him, because his wife is also a content creator, and she kind of did like an interview session, and she asked him questions about his anniversary, what it's been like, you know, tips and suggestions for people who might be looking to do the same thing. And within that first question his wife asked him, he hit the nail on the head as to why I love creating content and being a content creator. Now, I'm not a professional yet. Let's put that asterisk in there because that would be awesome. But I do this for fun because I enjoy it and I just like telling stories, and this is a cool medium to do it. I feel like I have my own radio station, right? So you're listening to, you know, 197.5 Gen X FM. That's me. I actually have a playlist and a cover, like an album cover art of that 197.5 because 1975. Anyway, I'll put that out on X. I'll post the cover art out on X so you can see. I'm not kidding. And I actually have, I think the playlist is public on Spotify. That is exactly that. Just because I create stupid stuff, people. I do it all the time. I'm constantly creating these goofy things. But anyway, back to Tom Buck. I will post a link to the podcast episode I'm talking about, a link to his website and his YouTube channel. So if you're interested in anything audiovisual, microphones, cameras, boom arms, the best interfaces to get, you know, the technical verbiage of, you know, what really is gain when you're talking about audio recording and what are the ins and outs of getting good quality audio. I have learned so much from Tom Buck, and he's just a really fun guy to listen to. He does like punny type jokes in his stuff, and I like that. But anyway, so he was doing his podcast, and it's in the 12th season, just to tell you how long he's been around. And he was talking about the question that came about was, what is it like to be a content creator? And part of his answer was the fact that he no longer has to deal with bureaucratic organizations and having to do things the quote unquote worst way possible because someone is trying to impress their boss and that person is trying to impress their boss and so on and so forth. And being self-employed, he can do his work however he wants to. And bonus, he can change it anytime he wants to as well. So if he starts down one path thinking this is the best way to produce this video, or this is the best way to produce this content for a client, or this is something that I'm doing to streamline my personal workflow so that way I am able to be more efficient in getting content out to the viewers and listeners, if he notices early on that it's not doing what he wants, he has the ability, being self-employed, to change that on the fly, rework it, and go forward from there. That is something that, as a person who has a what you would consider a classic 9-to-5er in the IT field, I don't have that. I don't have that ability to, when I'm at work during the day and doing my job, I have to follow preset rules, regulations, IT security protocols, all of those things. And there are processes and procedures in place. That is a very, very popular catchphrase and term that people like to use. You know, make sure you're following policies and procedures. I can't deviate from those. Even if I'm looking at something or I'm working on something and I'm like, there is a much more efficient way to do this. In order to change, there is so much red tape you have to go through to get that particular policy or procedure changed so that way it can become more efficient. And let's face it, over time, you know, technology advances, work ideology changes, businesses try to be more agile and can pivot quicker. When you're working based off of some older rules and regulations and policies and procedures, it can at times gum up the work. And that really just, when he said that, it really hit home for me. I think that's why doing this is such an outlet for me. I am 100% in control and I can do it how I please, and I can pivot on a dime if what I'm doing doesn't work. And there's nobody telling me how to do it, when to do it, for how long, what's wrong with it. None of that. Maybe I'm just a bit of a control freak. I don't know. I'm sure there are people out there who would say that is exactly what my problem is, but it's true. I like to be able to do things in a manner in which I think is the most efficient to do something. And that in turn makes the process enjoyable, right? I mean, we all have to work. We all have to have jobs. We all have to earn money to support our families, to support our hobbies, to, you know, pay for the things we need in life. And when there are frustrating roadblocks and impediments put in your way, that can be frustrating. It can lead to stress and just, you know, not really enjoying your job. And then you have that feeling of, oh, I'm so beat down. Fortunately, I don't have that problem currently in my job. They allow us to be pretty, you know, fluid and agile when it comes to the things that we're doing. So fortunately, I have not really had to deal with that inefficient process. I still deal with processes and procedures, and there are some that are a little bit more painstaking than others that take time, but that's just the nature of the beast of what I do. And there's really nothing we can do about that. It's not anything that's necessarily company driven. You know, it's driven by outside factors, let's just say. So, you know, there are times where it's frustrating because you have to do things a specific way, but it, for the most part, you know, 95% of my day is very much an enjoyable experience at work because I'm able to do things. We have a very, very good process outlined, and the team that I'm on is just phenomenal. Shout out if any of you guys are listening, guys and gals on my team that are listening to this, if by any chance you are, you guys know how much I love working with you guys and respect what you guys do. And you guys are the best of the best. And that is not, you know, my opinion. That is fact based off of customer feedback. We have customers that literally say they wish they could take our team and put us on other projects because they really enjoy the process of not only working with us, but we're efficient and we are able to get the things done that they want in the amount of time that they want it done. So I'm really proud of that fact, and I'm really proud of the team that I'm a part of. And you know, as much as I daydream every now and then about doing this for a living, creating podcasts and content and stuff like that, I would seriously miss the team that I work with today. And you know, I don't know if it was presented to me today and they were to say, look, you can do this full time, independent, be a podcaster, content creator, and you're going to get paid enough to where after taxes and everything else happens, it's a complete and total wash between your current job and this, that, and the other. Would I do it? I don't know. I don't know. I like having a team. I like having people that I can work with and have that community and things like that. I honestly would probably try and find a way to do both, like what I'm doing now. And, you know, if that ever is presented to me, I may have to come back to this episode, bookmark this one, earmark it, and come back and listen to myself if that ever presents itself in a few years that I'm able to do that, then that would be an interesting, very interesting thing to consider. Tom Buck, I listened to the rest of the podcast because it was really good. And he talks about, you know, his time as in education and how they had rules and things that they had to follow. And it was just, you know, he talks about exactly what I was thinking about. He also talks about the illusion of job security that a lot of us have when it comes to 9 to 5, because I mean, it's happened to me. I've been laid off before. And sometimes you just get Pearl Harbored where, oh, there's Bryson. Sorry. Squirrel moment. Bryson is actually playing. He's still at 7 under, co-leader. He's on the second hole. Okay. So cool. Anyway, sorry for the distraction. I am not going to edit this because I am kind of crunched for time today. And this is going to be just a quick and dirty podcast episode just because I felt like recording something because I had a little bit of extra time. And my allergies are just driving me nuts. I am just so congested. So I do apologize if I start to sound a little bit nasally. Allergies are just really, really bad right now. But anyway, Tom Buck, he was talking about how there's that illusion of job security and that at any point in time, you can be let go. It's happened to me and I've been Pearl Harbored. I know other people who've been Pearl Harbored as well. And there's really nothing you can do about it, right? I mean, that's just the nature of the beast when you're working for somebody else. And even though it is scary, being an independent person who has to take care of all of the, you know, legal HR stuff and taxes and figuring all that out and, you know, paying your taxes quarterly instead of annually, like what we do as employees. A lot of businesses will pay quarterly and it's based off of what you think you're going to make over the year. And sometimes you pay the right amount. Sometimes you don't. And sometimes you pay too much. And it's a real balancing act that you have to just learn over time. My brother-in-law owns a company and I know he has dealt with this, I'm sure, over the years. I mean, he has people that work for him, you know, for HR and for finance and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, he's still responsible for all that stuff. And that's always been kind of like a fear factor hurdle for me whenever I would think about, oh, what would it be like to be self-employed? Right. I mean, I've thought about this a lot in my life, and I don't know if I'm one of those people who's cut out to be able to do it. I think it takes a special person to be able to be a self-employed individual and handle all of that stuff. I've never really been a finance guy. So when it comes to the taxes and all that stuff, you know, that part really eludes me. I'm really good with, you know, the creative side of the work. That's my wheelhouse. Right. And so, handling the finance side of things is what really is that's the fear for me. If I was ever to have that question posed of, you can do this full time, but you got to take on all this extra responsibility too. I'd be so afraid I'd do something wrong that I'd wind up in trouble or in jail. And I know that's a risk that all small businesses take, but it's like, I don't know if I could take that risk, especially knowing that I've got a family that depends on me and my income. And if that was suddenly to go away, I don't know. If there's anybody out there listening who actually is a small business owner and that is your full-time gig and that's exactly what you do, you're pretty much a one man or woman show. Let me know in the comments or send me a message on the website through the feedback form because that is working. And let me know, what is that like? Did you have that fear of, you know, screwing up like what I do and the fear of mishandling the finances and then all of a sudden getting in trouble with the state and the government and this, that, and the other, you know, how did you handle that? How do you deal with those things? How do you get to where you feel comfortable enough to where you can sleep at night and not worry about, you know, doing something wrong when it comes to that. Because, man, the government, I'm here to tell you, they are no joke whenever it comes to taxes and following rules and stuff like that, man. They will come down on you and I quicker than white on rice, man. It will not be pretty. But anyway, I was just thinking about that stuff. I really hope you do. If you're interested in audio video creation, or, you know, taking better family videos for vacations and things like that, or photographs or anything, if you're just interested in the tech side of AV, I cannot recommend Tom Buck enough. He's really, really good. He's fun to listen to. It's entertaining. I have watched hour-long streams of him, and it goes by so quick. It feels like a 15-minute podcast. So it is what it is, and he's entertaining as hell. So I hope you check him out. If you have any inkling whatsoever to improve your own AV for your own family videos or whatever you may be doing, maybe you're thinking about starting a podcast and want to do that, check Tom out. He can definitely help you with the right equipment, things like that. And I'm here too. If you want to reach out to me, I am happy to tell you what I have done, what hasn't had not work, things of that nature. So yeah, that is going to be it for this episode. I hope you're having a good Friday and that it is a good weekend on the horizon for you. Like I said, I've got poker night tomorrow night, folks, and it's going to be fun. I can't wait. So that's it for now. Please, if you liked this episode, don't forget, if you enjoyed your time here with me, please like, subscribe, follow, do all those things. Follow me on X. Head over to Patreon if you want to and follow me there as well. It's a little bit quiet on the Patreon stuff right now, but you know, there are some things I'd like to do with that. So again, I am trying to limit my social media. So website, X, and Patreon, that's pretty much all I'm doing. Anyway, follow me there. I hope you have a great weekend coming up, and I will talk to you again in the next episode. Take care and God bless.